Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people at UBC on CITR 101.9, the best radio station on planet Earth.
Oh, okay. You know what? I agree with you, I have to say. Abe, tell them what we're doing today.
So if you heard any of the last two episodes we've done, we are currently doing like individual personalized song selections. So sorry, that didn't really make sense. But basically, Samson picked a bunch of songs for this category. Julian picked a bunch. And now it's me. And the category is songs that introduced us to new music, that basically opened our minds. So that could be introduced us to a new artist, or introduced us to a new style of music, or a new genre, anything along those lines. So I have 11 songs here picked out that are just songs that introduced me to some new stuff. The first song I have is by Caro Bonito, and they are one of my favorite bands ever. I really am just a huge fan of them. And Trampoline, this is the song that got me into them and actually made me start taking like pop music more seriously. This is just all around just such a happy song. This whole album is just awesome. Sarah Bonito is an amazing vocalist, and the production is just so bubbly and awesome. So I hope you enjoy this song. Here's Trampoline by KKB.
As the rain came down my window, I heard the wind blow all around. I was stuck under the weather, felt like forever out of the sun. But then I looked in my garden and saw at the bottom my old trampoline. That's when I knew what to do. I could break right on through. Yeah, the clouds aren't so high. First you fall down, then you jump back up again. Find your rhythm, moment.
Keep an eye on
That was Trampoline by Caro Caro Bonito. And staying on the topic of Japanese artists that I enjoy, next up we got Ishigo Aoba. And I am not the only Ishigo Aoba fan here. Julian, you have any words to say?
Well, I got the blessing to see Ichigo Aoba live.
Oh, so lucky.
And it was like the coolest thing of all time. We were in this like this really chill theater. It was all like wooden seats. It kind of just looked like big wooden giant steps. And you'd all just go sit down. And prior to the concert, there's like the most indie people around. I mean, everyone had their little notebook out. We're writing poetry before the show started or reading and stuff. And it was just the chillest vibe of all time. And I got to hand it to Abe, because I would have never gone if Abe hadn't showed me Ichigo Aoba. So tell us what Ichigo Aoba means to you, bro.
Her music means so much. It's basically this whole album, Zero, which is my favorite album from her, is all just her and her guitar. And that's it. And yet it is so complex and it's so simple yet complex. I don't know how to explain it. It just speaks to me in a way that no other album has done before. And if you like this song that's about to play, I would highly recommend checking this album out. She also has another album which I have on vinyl called Windswept Adan. I think that's how you pronounce it, which is also really, really amazing. But yeah, this is Ikinokori Bokura by Ichigo Aoba. Julian is holding up his Ichigo Aoba tote bag right now that he got from her tour, and I could not be more jealous than I am right now. I hate him. Anyways, here is the song. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Beautiful song. I really hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, that was Iki no Kori Bakura by Ichigo Aoba. Next up, we got a song by The Weeknd. Now, I've always liked The Weeknd's music, but I didn't really see him as like a crazy, talented, amazing artist until I listened to Kissland. Okay. When I first listened to Kissland, I was blown away. The production on this album is absolutely amazing. And listening to this album just made me appreciate The Weeknd's album so much more. And now when I listen to Trilogy and stuff, I really just, I see so much more in the music and I appreciate it a lot more. So this is the intro off of Kissland called Professional. Phenomenal song. I'm sure most of you have probably heard this. And if not, you should definitely listen to this and the whole album. I recently got this album on vinyl too. It's a green pressing and it's beautiful. And yeah, this album means a lot to me. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Touch that yourself is alive. discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused is far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Yet I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks. No game, no scrimmage, I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. Thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my earth. Yeah, I swear it started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
You had braces, the all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces, yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin, Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chongon, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock live familiar. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, it's plenty of us.
Jazz through everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. This is front and that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
That was Pound Cake by Drake featuring Jay-Z. Phenomenal song. I never have been like a huge, huge fan of Drake, but that song kind of like opened me more up to his music and made me actually go into his discography. And I found a lot of stuff that I like. If You're Reading This Is Too Late is great. What a Time to Be Alive is great. That whole Nothing Was the Same album and Take Care, those are two classics. And honestly,
What was the album with Future on it?
What a Time to Be Alive. Yeah, that one. That's actually my like maybe my favorite Drake album. If not, it's like my second. But yeah, Drake's good. And I wasn't like a hater before. I just like didn't want to like get into his music.
Yeah,
but,
that's fair. Yeah.
But he's good. He's good. He's and really that good. That song kind of opened me up to that side of stuff.
Are you going to this concert coming up in August?
No, I'm going to be in Montreal when that's happening. But
did you hear the crazy stuff that was happening at the concerts?
No, I heard that J. Cole subbed in instead of 21 Savage. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I thought it was like the thing with like the hologram was like a hologram. It was like an actor.
What? Wait, what do you mean?
It was like a thing. It was like a young Drake, and then regular Drake handed like a book to like the hologram Drake, but the hologram Drake wasn't a hologram. It was an actor.
This happened like on stage?
Yeah.
What?
One of his first shows.
Oh, because it's like the I saw like the promo art was like it was going through all the different eras of Drake from like young mm-hmm. Drake and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think that would be a pretty cool tour to go to, especially if he's like playing his old stuff. But yeah, especially like even if I wasn't in Montreal, I had the option to go, but it was just too expensive. It was like $900 for nosebleeds. No. I'm like, that is not worth it. I'm sorry. Next song we have is On Sight by Kanye West. Okay. The reason I put this song on this list is because this song and this album in general really opened me up to like more industrial hip hop. I kind of was only listening to like Kanye and like J. Cole mm-hmm. and stuff like that when I first got into hip hop. And Yeezus really like got me into like a lot more experimental artists like Death Grips, JPEG Mafia, Ooh, Danny yeah. Brown, stuff For like sure. that. So yeah, On Sight was the first like kind of weird stuff I started listening to, and then from there it was a downward spiral.
Well, I mean, like it's in like really fitting because like Utopia, like when Utopia came out like not too long ago.
Yeah, Utopia took like a bunch of influence from Kanye's Yeezus era. I hear a lot of like mm-hmm. a lot of Yeezus influence on Utopia, and I love it. I think Travis like did his own thing with it, and I really enjoyed that.
That was pretty good.
But yeah, anyways, here's On Sight by Kanye West.
Yeezy season approaching, whatever y'all been hearing, whatever y'all been wearing, a monster about to come alive again. Soon as I pull up and park the Benz, we get this taken like Parkinson's. Take my number and lock it in. Indian hair, no moccasins. It's too many in this house of sin. Real in the back in the house again. Black Timbs all on your couch again. Black all on your spouse again. And I know she like chocolate men. She got Moses and Dolphin Cochran, huh? On sight. On sight. How much do I not give a f-? Let me show you right now for you give it up. How much do I not give a f-? Let me show you right now for you give it up. Baby girl try and get it, and a girl try and give it up. Chop them both down. Don't judge them, Joe Brown. One last announcement. No sports ball, let's keep it bouncing. Everybody wanna live at the top of the mountain. Took her to the blue, she tried to sip the fountain. That's when David Gruttman kicked the air. But I got her back in and put my in her mouth. On sight. On sight. Right now, I need
Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Someday, I wanna wear a starry crown.
Someday, I wanna lay down like God did on Sunday. Sunday, I remember three songs on Sunday. That way, yeah, way, that day. Sunday, that one, everybody, Sunday. I wanna hit the red dot and everybody, Sunday. I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Someday we gon' set it off. Someday we gon' get this off. Baby, don't you bet it all on a path of fentanyl. You might think they wrote you off. They gon' have to roll me off. Someday the drama be gone. Never. No. Sometimes I take all the shine. Talk like I drank all the wine. Years ahead, but way behind. I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No half-truths, just naked minds. Caught between space and time. This now with the word in mind. But maybe someday.
I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Whoa, once again I am a child. I let go of everything that I know. Yeah, of everything that I know. We're still the kids we used to be. Yeah, I put my hand on a stove to see if I still bleed. Yeah, and nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free. We're still the kids we used to be. Kids we used to be. Yeah.
to see if I still bleed. Yeah. And nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free.
That was Ghost Town by Kanye West. I kind of wanted to just like show a contrast between like his very, very different styles, and he has so many more styles than that. I know this is not the time to be praising Kanye, especially with his recent acts, but like in terms of what got me into like the most amount of music, definitely Kanye opened me up to like a lot of that stuff. But yeah, I do not support him as a person, and he is an idiot, but when it comes to music, he makes great stuff.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. It's true. Anyways, next up, we got King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar. Before hearing this, I'd only heard Good Kid, Mad City, and I heard this one day on my Spotify radio during a math class, sharing wired earbuds with my friend Aaron, and he was like, oh, King Kunta, this song's great. I was like, oh, I never heard it before. And it played, and I was like, damn, this is good. And then I listened to To Pimp a Butterfly, and it changed my life, and that's my favorite album ever now. So yeah, here it is. Love this song, and I love you for listening to CITR 101.9.
Don't you monkey mouth, cause sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. You got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King
Kunta, when you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam running out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting on stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammy.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run from here when I'm done, to be honest. And I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby, whoa, whoa. Oh yeah, the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy headed, with the world behind him. Life fake, but a fat, screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, yeah, okay. Limo tinted with a gold plate, straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast, from a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
We want the funk.
Now for you, the funk you gon' take it.
Dear Levents is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
All right, this next song coming up is Side by Side by Blade and Tyboy Digital. Now, this was not the first Blade song I heard, but it was the first song that kind of made me like realize that Blade is an amazing musician, and now he's like in my top five artists ever of all time. I think this song is phenomenal, and it's actually quite heartwarming. Blade is definitely not for everyone, but I think this is one of his more accessible songs. Tyboy's chorus on here is just heavenly. And if you like this song, listen to more Blade. Listen to Ice Dancer. It's a great album. I love Blade. Me and my baby going side by side, side, side by side, side, side by side. Girl, you know that I've been loving you in my afterlife, afterlife. All right, these next two songs are both songs that have been released by people that are close to me, like personally. First is Monster by The Tablespoons. Julian's in The Tablespoons. He's the singer, and there are three other members as well, Brendan, Dante, and Jack. Phenomenal band. Monster is probably my second favorite song from them, Baron's Brew. To be released soon. Stay tuned. And the second song is Cherry Eyes by my girlfriend. Her artist name is Freddie. And this dropped quite recently. And I think it's so cool that I have friends and a girlfriend who make music, especially as an aspiring musician myself. It's super cool to be surrounded by musicians and have people that I love making music that I love. So here are these two songs. I hope you enjoy.
Let me lose. inside me has grown. Look at me, oh look at me, it's about to explode. I watch as you fade away, I watch as you burn. Reap the course you take on this path you've made. Fade away!
I hope you all enjoyed those two songs. We have one last song left for you, and this is Window Licker by Aphex Twin. This song really got me into instrumental music. My girlfriend put me onto it, and it is the best Aphex Twin song to ever be released. I hope you enjoy. We have been the Harmonic Hooligans, and hope you have a great rest of your day. See you very soon.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Take a chance on me, let me set you free, free from all your steeds, yeah. Take a chance on me, I'll keep you at ease, if you let me in, just follow me, baby, take a chance on me.
Tapped out, but I'm still alive, oh. Drowning in this pool of lies, I tell myself just for peace of mind. I wish you had the peace of my mind. Baby, this could work, or we could crash and burn. I know it's a gamble, I've staked my all. I'm down for you, but tell me, are you down
take
for
a
me?
On me?
Take a chance on me.
Let me set you free.
I can set you free.
Free from all your steam.
From all your steam. Yeah.
Chance on me,
I'll keep you at ease. If you let me in, just follow me.
Baby, take a chance on me.
I guess it's true, the times are getting harder. I crossed some lines and struck a nerve. You said delete my number. And last year we fell apart, we had a messy summer. But we could try this all again and make it better. Cause I miss the life that we had. I miss that look in your eyes. I miss the times that you would say that I'm the love of your life. Do anything to get it back. I miss the times you were mine. And all the time we spent apart just gave me reason to fight. I put my feelings in check. I had to kill off my pride. And all the pain from the past, just wanna leave it behind. I'm taking hold of the wheel. Just hope you're down for the ride.
So take a chance on me, let's put our differences aside. Cause you further my vision, the times I'm reminiscing when you told me to listen. I swear, I pay attention when you ask for commitment. I'm yours, don't even stress it. I found my treasure, so I count my blessings.